Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are the host of Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about a novela. We're continuing to watch Teresa, yeah. We're going to be talking about episodes 35 through 37. I was kind of upset at YouTube because I could only find a 20-minute version that only covered Teresa and Arturo's storylines of episode 36. So
that's so annoying. We've been able to find all of them full on there.
Yeah. And then I found a 30-minute one that was in another language. And at first it sounded like Spanish because I understood it.
Was it Portuguese?
I think it was Portuguese because later on they as they kept talking, then it was like more jumbled. And I'm like, I could understand a little bit, but a lot. And I'm like, oh, this isn't Spanish. And their voices sounded different right away. And I'm like, what? Teresa doesn't sound like that. So I don't know what happens with everybody else in episode 36. But I guess we'll find out in episode 37 because it'll just be a continuation of it or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so in episode 35, Esperanza discloses her relationship with Ruben to her parents, but only after she gets caught making out with him by her stepdad. Okay. And we finally learn his name. It's Pedro.
What is his? Oh, Pedro. Okay.
Yes.
Peter.
And I guess she also gets her hopes too high again because now she's like, oh, you met my parents. Well, met my dad. You can come to dinner, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Okay. And in 37, their plan, he suddenly can't make it to the dinner. So.
Okay. That makes sense because that's already brewing in the 35 and probably 36, but who knows because we don't see them, at least in the version I saw. Anyway, so. Further with the summary, Teresa calls it quits with Mariano permanently in the most dramatic way.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. And then her and the professor love to each other and make out. In addition to that, Refugio is still in the hospital. Mariano, with help from like med student volunteers, including Aurora, and La Vecindad is slowly working on his dispensario. That's how you say it, right?
The little clinic, yeah.
On his clinic. And then Luisa wins a design contest, which Profe's friend that, remember they kept talking about him?
Fernando.
Yeah. So, I think in episode 34, they kept talking about him and stuff. Anyway, he ends up being in charge of that contest or something like that. And then, I don't know.
So does she actually win or is it rigged?
She wins like legitimately, but then she thinks she doesn't. But that's in episode 36.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, those are the main things that happened. So, I mean, yeah, it starts out really funny with Esperanza getting caught by her stepfather, Pedro.
I forgot that's how the last one ended.
Yeah, me too. So then when it started, I was like, because, you know, it'd been so long since we watched it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I forgot about everything that was happening. And, yeah, it was funny. She gets caught. The guy that plays Pedro, like, tries really hard to sound mad, but I don't believe it.
Really? I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
It just sounds like fake. Like, he's not a good actor. And we hadn't really seen much acting from him before. So
I was going to say, that's why we didn't know his name.
Yeah. So he's mad. And then Esperanza's like, she tells Pedro that Ruben is already divorced.
Lies.
Which we know he showed her, remember last episode in 34, he showed her the divorce papers, which we were sure were fake. Because Maida had zero idea that they were divorcing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that happens. And then later on, Ruben is like, why did you tell him I was divorced already? And then she's like, oh, but it'll be no time. In no time, you'll be divorced. So it's okay. But it's like, really, Esperanza, you have too much faith in Ruben and that he's going to actually follow through.
Esperanza has too much faith in these men.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember in episode 34, they were fighting about who was going to pay the hospital bill about Refugio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we still see Mariano being mad about, or not being mad, disappointed that he wasn't the one to pay it. But then he's relieved when he finds out that Aurora is the one who paid the bills. And throughout the episode, him and Aurora end up talking about Teresa moving out, living with the profe, how it's not okay. Of course, how Mariano is still insecure and jealous, and that he thinks the profe has bad intentions. And then Aurora's like, have faith in Teresa. She's going to do the right thing. And it's so funny she's saying, well, she's the one that's going to hurt the profe, you know? But as she's saying, Teresa is not going to do anything wrong, then it cuts to Teresa at profe's house. And it's like nighttime. So she like comes out of her room in like these sexy ass pajamas. It's not exactly lingerie, but it's like tiny shorts and like close. A little tank top with like, as always. Yeah. It's so funny because I was like, she's not going to do anything wrong. And then it's like seductive music's playing. And then she comes out of her room and like purposefully bumps into the profe and like she drops her book and she's like, oops. And he's like drooling like.
Oh my God.
And that's when she's like stepping up her like game to try to like reel him in. And it works because by the end of it, they're making out.
Okay. Wow.
Esperanza, stepdad, Pedro, and Nachita have their reservations about Ruben.
As they should.
And then Esperanza tells them that he's divorced already, that they're together, but that she hadn't talked about him because she wanted to make sure that what she felt was right before introducing him. And then Nachita's like, oh, why don't you bring him to dinner? And then that's when Esperanza invites him and he's like already trying to get out of it. We also see in this episode, remember how Paulo proposes to Guaida, but without a ring because he's broke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a broke bitch.
Yeah. Broke ass bitch. So he ends up, one of the scenes, he comes home from partying all night. And Genoveva's like, oh my God, are you just getting in? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go to sleep. And then she's like, you're not going to go to sleep. You have to go to work. And he's like, oh, I think my father-in-law will be okay with me coming in late. And she's like, father-in-law? She like completely forgets that she was going to like talk shit to him about not going to work on time. She throws that out the window because she gets excited because he's like my father-in-law, and you know it's okay because we're family. And she's like, oh my God, did you propose? And he's like, this, you know, grin
with his stupid face.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice, but yeah.
Oh, there's no being and nice to Paulo.
I know he doesn't deserve it, so no. Yeah, with his dumbass grin like and then Hannah was like, oh my God, we have to start getting ready and blah, blah. And then he's like, yeah, but I didn't get her a ring because I don't have any money. And she's like, forget about not having money. I'll buy the ring and anything about the wedding, I'll pay for it. So yeah, Paulo ends up getting a ring for Aida. And then he like gives it to her at dinner. And she's like, oh, we have to go out and celebrate just us two. And then I'm like, isn't that what you're doing right now? You're having lunch just together, isn't whatever. Isn't
that what you're doing right now?
And then he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. But first I have to stop and buy something. And we already know that's drugs. Yeah. Anyway, they end up like, she calls at home and she's like, oh, I'm going to be late today, blah, blah, whatever. Then later on, it shows them. He's like parked, like the car's like parked and she's in the car, like staring at her ring all happy. And then she looks in the mirror, their side mirror, and she sees him buying something from Fito.
Oh.
But she can't see what it is. And then she's like, what are you buying from him? He's like trying to like get out of it or whatever, like make an excuse. And he's like, she's like, don't even try to say you weren't buying anything. I saw you give him money. And then he's like, I bought these. And he actually pulls out the pills. Oh, and then he tries to peer pressure her.
It's my insulin. No.
No. He's like, oh, it's just to help me like with my jitters or whatever. Not jitters, but like help him feel better is what he tries to say. Basically, it sounds like that's what he's trying to say. He doesn't say anxiety because, you know, Mexicans don't acknowledge mental health.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's to help me feel better. And then he's like, actually, you know what? You should take some too so that we can have fun. And she's like, no, I don't like that. And then you shouldn't be doing them either.
Have some cocaína.
It's cocaína. So, yeah, that's basically Aida and Paulo's storyline. And then it also shows Mayra and Ruben talking about preparing, you know, for the wedding and all the stuff they have to, like wedding planning stuff. And then she's like, oh yeah, and Genoveva says she's gonna come on Friday so we can talk wedding stuff. And then he's like, Friday, because, you know,
that's supposed to be his dinner.
Yeah with okay. Esperanza and her family, which we already knew he wasn't gonna go because he's like, they're like in bed, like making out, whatever, when they first talk about it, when Espinosa brings up him meeting her parents at dinner and stuff. And he's like already like, he's like, well, what about Mariano? He knows who I am. He's going to say something if he sees me. And then he's like, what about Mariano's dad? He also knows who I am. And he works with Mayra still. And she's going to say something. True. I think it's true. Yeah, they're good points. Yeah. And then Spencer's like, no, they're not going to say anything. And then they're like making out. And she's like, come on, come. Please, please, please. She's like giving him little kisses. Sickening.
Gross. Disgusting.
Sickening. Disgusting. And then it's like even grosser because I don't know, it's supposed to be like flirty scene, I guess. Okay. Like it's, I don't think it's intended to be gross, but I just read everything that Ruben does as gross, as you should.
Because he's a pig.
Yeah. And then he's like, convince me to go. And then
ew.
Disgusting.
I'm disgusted already.
And I can't stop saying disgusting now. Disgusting. So yeah, it's gross.
It's going to be disgusting.
Disgusting, all caps. Aurora, during this episode, is just being super supportive of Mariano. Oh, and there's this one Aurora scene. I know. Angelic. Literal angel Aurora. There's this one scene where Teresa and Aurora are talking about her breaking up with Mariano. And then Aurora's like, oh, but you guys always get back together because you're meant to be. And your love is amazing, blah, blah, blah. And then Teresa, you know, per usual, is being a complete bitch to her. And she's all like, Aurora, yeah, she's like saying like the good qualities that Mariano has. Because she's like, are you going to really let all of that go? Like, he loves you, blah, blah. And then Teresa's like, no, he's all yours. When Aurora's not even like trying going to make there it about that. Yeah. And then Aurora just looks like defeated, like, oh, fucking bitch.
Just Aurora needs to stop trying to make this happen.
Yeah.
I guess she doesn't know. She doesn't know who Teresa's yet.
But she's gotten like some glimpses. I don't know. I would have been like, why are you saying that? Like, what do you mean by that? It doesn't have to be like a big like slap in the face, like, you fucking bitch. Just like, what do you mean
have
by
you
that?
Have you noticed sometimes just like, what do you mean by that after someone says something?
It stops like people in their tracks. Yeah. They're like, So at one point, Esperanza tells Teresa about Pedro catching her making out with Ruben, and then how the divorce is happening. And then Teresa is like overlooking or reviewing Ruben's divorce paperwork. And then she's like,
she had already done that.
She's looking over it again for some reason. And then she's like, to herself, not to Esperanza, she's like mentioning how Ruben forged Mayra's signature.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
And I mean, Esperanza would have no idea.
No, she wouldn't. Oh, the only other thing that I wanted to talk about, because it's super annoying, is Refugio. So she seems to be getting better in this episode, like with her health and whatever. But of course, they're all like, they shouldn't talk about things que la van a alterar, you know?
Okay.
Stress her out.
Make her, yeah.
Teresa ends up visiting Refugio in the hospital, and they're having like a sweet, normal talk, which is rare to see from them. And yeah, then Refugio is like, I just want you to be happy, not only with your career, but with your love life. And then basically, she ends up asking Teresa to forgive her about hitting her.
Okay. Does Teresa?
Well, she continues to talk. She doesn't let Teresa like answer or whatever. But she basically tries to convince her to come back home and to reconcile with Mariano. And I'm just like, don't be that annoying mom that's hung up on the ex. Like, let it go.
Yeah.
And then there's another part in the same episode where she talks to Mariano about convincing Teresa to come back home. It's like, why are you putting that pressure onto Mariano also?
She wants nothing to do with him. And then she continues to ask him this kind of stuff. Yeah. And so then he continues to bother her. And then further alienating Teresa, making everyone else mad.
Yeah. It's inappropriate.
It is. It is. Yeah. And
zero boundaries.
Yeah. Why force it? Why insist on this relationship when we can see it wasn't right?
Yeah. Oh, right. I haven't even talked about how Teresa breaks up with So she goes to the vecindad to visit Juana, and then they're just talking, whatever, not important. Teresa talking shit about Gilberto because he called her out. Remember when he blamed her for Refugio being sick? Yeah. Which, of course, it's not her fault.
No.
Like, Refugio had underlying medical issues that added stress, probably contributed. Yeah. but it's not entirely Teresa's fault. So anyway, as she's walking out, you know, in La Vecindad, Mariano gets home. They like start to argue, you know how they usually argue, and then they end up like making out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
so healthy.
Yeah, that's what's happening. He tries to kiss her, and she's like, "No empieces." But then they do the heavy, like their faces are, like this close to each other.
Yeah,
and they do the heavy breathing thing while they're like looking at each other's eyes. Each other. Yeah, mm-hmm.
No.
That's not sexy. That's gross. There's no sexual tension there. That sounds disgusting. Like a disgusting. So anyway, yeah. Like
the heavy cat.
Yeah. Gift. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So they end up making out, and then when they stop and they pull apart, whatever, Mariano's like, "I knew it. I knew that we were gonna make this right again because we're meant to be. And my love for you." And she's like, No. This was our last kiss. This was a goodbye kiss. And then his face is like, he's so sad.
Wait a minute. Does this happen at the hospital?
No, in La Vecindad.
Oh my God. This exact talk happens again in 37.
Oh my God. Oh, well, because you know, okay, I listened to the other podcast, Telenovelas con Dulce.
Uh huh.
And so I already heard, like, I heard about, well, all of it, because she already heard. I think I still have the last episode on Teresa about the endings, but I'm pretty much like, I know
Teresa coverage.
Yeah, and I know that this is going to be an ongoing thing. But there were some things that I'm not going to say them now because I forgot that they happened. So it was kind of like a spoiler for me. And I was like, oh shit. So I'm excited for what's to come. But anyway, yeah, it's an ongoing thing. So wow. Now it's not as dramatic as I thought it was. Because it happens again in episode 37. But yeah, she was like, "This was a goodbye kiss." And he's like, "What? What do you mean?" And then he's like, "What about our love?" And she's all like, "You know that love is not enough for me. I need
love una is for vida. Losers."
Yeah, una vida de... She doesn't say acomidades. That's not a word. I'm making it up, right?
You're saying the word wrong.
Acomidades? Acomodadas.
Yeah, that's not... No, like...
Acomodaciones.
Like material things. That up.
She needs a comfortable life of...
Yeah, yeah.
Financial
No. She
abundance.
Needs a luxurious life. Not even comfortable.
I said... But she says comfortable. Like, that's what she says. Yeah. But she wants more than that. And then she takes off the promise ring that he gave her, like, all slowly, like... And then she, like, gives it to him, but, like, slowly. So it's, like, extra dramatic.
Okay. So yeah, this doesn't happen it is. Again in 37.
No. And then he's, like, she, like, places it in the palm of his hand.
Does she close his fist for his hand for him?
No, but that'd be funny. That'd be, like...
It would, yeah.
And then he's, like, "I want you to have it. It's yours." And then she gets it, and she, like, drops it. And it, like, slowly falls onto the ground. And he's, like... He looks so heartbroken.
Ooh.
And she's
he's
like,
so good at looking heartbroken too.
Yeah, he is. It makes me feel even like more sad for him and his little puppy eyes, his big brown eyes.
His big beautiful brown eyes.
Yeah. So she says something like, as she's dropping it, like, "I don't want this," like, okay, I'm gonna make it sound worse, but she's like, "I don't want this fucking fake ass fucking ring, bitch."
Oh my God.
Basically, I'm gonna get one with the real diamonds.
Mine is going to be 24K.
Bitch, that's not a diamond. Take your bootleg ass fucking ring. So yeah, she drops the ring. Then he picks it up and he's like staring at it. And yeah, that's how she ends it permanently with him.
Amazing.
Yeah. Then they also show Luisa getting to her new job about the contest she won. And that's when she sees Fernando.
Oh, she won a job.
I don't exactly know what it is.
What the fuck did she?
It's like
she win?
She won a contest about getting to design something. So yeah, I guess it's a job.
Okay.
Yeah,
interior design.
And I was like, I laugh. Yeah, I laugh because I'm like, do we remember how she sucked and then Teresa was a natural because of where she put the cutout?
The party was on the first floor. Nobody was on the second floor, and she put two posters up there. Like,
but hey, she got a bachelor's in interior design, so she must have learned something because she won this contest.
True.
She got better, and you know, I applaud her growth. So in episode 36, I don't really have a summary because it really only showed Teresa and the profe. Oh wait,
if you're I forgot not a to broke bitch like us, you can go to Univision and pay for their subscription where you can watch all the novelas.
Yeah, you don't do that. But I forgot about the last scene of episode 37 where they professor love to each other. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Teresa gets home crying. She pretends to be crying because she got back from the hospital and that her mom was forcing her, trying to force her to get with Mariano. Remember how she made up that lie about how her mom Luisa wants her to be with Mariano? Yeah.
Yeah, that Luisa just ate up.
Yeah. And then so did the profe, because she later tells him the same thing, remember? And so then, she gets home and she's like all crying. And then he's like, what's wrong? And then she's like, oh, my mom, she just won't let it go that I don't love Mariano. I love you. It's perfect. And then she pretends like that it slipped down. She's like, oh my God. And then he's like,
oh, whoops.
Yeah. And then he's like, this is what I've been waiting for. And then they just start making out, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
And so that's how it ends. And then the next episode, which I only saw what happens with them and then a little bit of Luisa. That was it. Who knows what happens with everyone else? I don't know.
No idea. Thanks, YouTube.
Yeah, thanks, YouTube. For letting us down. So, yeah, it opens, of course, with them making out because that's how the last one ended. And she, like, runs away. She runs to her room. Well, okay, she doesn't run. She pulls away and she's like, oh, my God, what am I doing? I got carried away. And then she, like, runs to her room.
Runs, yeah.
Yeah. Before the profe walks in after her, she's, like, leaning against the wall. And she's like, it doesn't feel the same as when I kissed Mariano. Like, okay, bitch. This is what bothers me about Teresa. It's like, if you're going to be, like, to me, like, if money's important to you and you want to be with a rich man and be a supposed gold digger, that's fine. Be that. But then don't, like, also be trailing along this other guy.
Right.
You know, that's what bothers me. Yeah, because I have no problem with her conning the profe and getting his money.
Yeah, get it where you can.
Yeah, but it just bothers me that she's, like, at the same time messing with Mariano, and it's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't have it all. Yeah, then the profe walks in, and it's just them. I'm like, why is this clip here? Like, it's just them making out and talking about...
Who asked for this?
Yeah, talking about their relationship. First, she's being all dramatic. She's, like, packing because she's like, no, we can't do this. You're my professor and my boss. And then he's like, it doesn't matter. I love you. We can do this. We can blah, blah, blah. Then they start making out again. And then she's like, no. And it's just like, that's what they do this whole episode, basically.
The whole 20 minutes you watch.
Yeah. He ends up telling her, which, of course, Teresa already knows this, but he ends up telling her that he already talked to her dad about his feelings for her, remember? And then she pretends like she doesn't know. And then, I don't know, they just keep going on and on about, you know, whether they should be together, if they should wait till she graduates, if they should tell anybody. And in the end, they only end up telling Luisa, but it's like literally they make out and then they stop. And then they're like, let's do this. No, let's not do this. It's annoying.
That does sound so annoying.
Yeah. And then they do show Armando in this episode, also her dad. And he.
Okay.
They're like in the middle of making out. And then Reina comes and knocks on her door. She doesn't see them, though. But she's like, oh, someone's here for you or your dad's here for you.
Okay. Reina's the house servant.
Yeah. The housekeeper.
I forgot. Oh, keeper.
Yeah. I think that's what the right they're called. Term.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have one, so I don't know. I'll never know. I'm my housekeeper, and I don't do a good job. I need a new one.
Same.
Yeah, so she goes downstairs, and it's Armando, and he tells her that he asked Teresa for money, and she's like, no, I'm not going to give you money.
Okay, this makes me hate her more in 37. You'll see why.
Well, she does end up giving him some money, but he wants her to talk to the profe to help him out more, and she's like, I'm not gonna do that precisely right now. I have him at the, you know, grip of my hand, or I don't know if that's the right way to say that, but she's like, no, I can't make him think I'm with him for money. He's gonna think that if I ask him right away, right after we start, you know, are starting this,
right?
And then she's like, get a new job. And he's like, I'm trying and whatever. He does end up, something I didn't mention in episode 36 is that he asks Esperanza if there's any jobs at the hospital. And she's like, let me ask around. And anyway, in this episode, she ends up getting him a job as a janitor.
Yes, and that will come into play in 37.
Yeah, because the way this clip ended is, well, the profe and Fernando are like planning a little lunch to celebrate Luisa's new job. And then he's like, why don't you come, Teresa, blah, blah, blah. And so they're all going to meet up for lunch. But then when Teresa's there, she gets a call from Doña Juana about her mom getting worse for some reason. And I don't know how she was doing in this whole episode because we don't see her. But anyway,
yeah,
she gets like worse. And then Teresa's like, I need to go to the hospital. And then she leaves. And then her and the profe end up going together. And so
this is how 37 starts.
Yeah, this is how this one ended.
Okay.
Juana is about to tell Teresa that her dad got a job as a janitor. But before she's able to tell him, one of them drops like a cup onto the ground. And then he like walks up to pick it up to clean it. And he's in his little janitor outfit or uniform, I mean.
Yeah, uniform.
And Teresa looks shocked. And then that's how it ends.
Okay, okay.
And I already know how she's going to feel about that job.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the only other thing that we see here is that the profe also tells Fernando that him and Teresa are finally together. And then they also tell Luisa that they're together. And then they say that they're not going to tell anybody else until she graduates.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, that's episode 36.
Okay. I'll probably just go over the important stuff in this one, 37. Okay. So yeah, like you already said, it starts out how the other one ended with them at the hospital, finding out that Don Armando has the job. And then Teresa, she's just yelling at him.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. Oh, I forgot to say something else that is, I guess it's supposed to be a big deal, I guess, because, you know, she's like always going to be hung up on Mariano. Mm-hmm. But during one point in episode 36, she like walks into her room and she like gets like her box of things and she pulls out a picture of him. And, you know, you think she's going to smell it because that's what she usually does. But she ends up like ripping it into little pieces.
Oh,
dramatically. Okay. Yeah. And then the song, her song is playing in the background. So it's supposed Solis to be a big one? Deal, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just rolling my eyes at Teresa.
Yeah. Because I mean, in this episode, she's going to make out with him again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what was that for?
What was the other makeup?
What was the reason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it starts out with her yelling at Don Armando, telling him he should be embarrassed and ashamed about his job the entire time.
I'm sorry. No.
No, right?
A job is a job.
Yeah, he needs to pay rent. How else is he going to pay it?
And there's nothing wrong with being a janitor or a maintenance person, whatever you want to call it. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you work somewhere and there's, you know, I mean, everywhere there's like maintenance people, like be nice to them.
Yeah.
They're people.
You're not above them.
Yeah, you're not.
But Teresa disagrees. So she's yelling at him to be ashamed and embarrassed about this job. And then Profe is like, I can't believe what is coming out of her mouth right now. And Doña Juana's
they're like, I'm surprised that she let this side of her out in front of him.
So then she storms off and Doña Juana follows. Then her and Juana are talking and then Doña Juana's like, well, the profe, he saw everything. And then she's like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no. And she's like, oh, no, Arturo. And then she like runs back. And this is where she tries to make up for all the horrible
things. How is she going to spin this? I'm interested. Tell
you. So she's like,
sorry, I'm cutting you off. I'm being like you.
That's okay. Unlike you. I'm not a bitch about it.
I think we both do it. No, I don't know why. I'm saying it. It's just like a you thing. I do it too. To everybody.
Yeah.
So,
same,
yeah.
Same. Okay. Yeah, I have no respect for other people.
Go on. I give you permission to go on.
Thank you, Carmen. Anyway, so she says she was only saying all those horrible things because she was so proud of him being a car mechanic, which no, she wasn't. She would say the same things about him being a car mechanic.
She is. So,
I remember some
episodes. Oh my God. Does he fall for it? He does, huh?
Of course. A few episodes ago, we were like, this bitch talking shit about car mechanic. Or Dennis is a car mechanic.
How dare you?
Anyway. Yeah. So she gave him shit about that job too, because to her, these are all shit jobs, right? For poor people. And so, and then Don Armando's like, I know, one day I'll get back to being a car mechanic. I'm just like, oh my God, why are you believing this garbage?
He literally falls for everything she says.
Especially because he's heard her talk shit about his other profession.
She has talked shit to him in his face about his job as a mechanic.
Yeah. And so everyone believes her lies, of course. And then we see Ruben and Esperanza walking. And I was like, why is she talking about dinner with her family? I was confused, but now I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so they're just making plans. And then he's trying to get out of it still. And then he's like, you're a grown adult and you can live your life. I want to buy you an apartment. And she's like, I can't leave without being married. But that doesn't matter to Ruben at all.
Yeah.
So he doesn't.
Well, because he knows they're not going to get married because he knows he's not going to get divorced. Yeah. So he's not going to give up all of Genoveva's money.
Mayra's money.
Oh, shit. My bad. You know. Yeah.
That's okay. Anyway, yeah. Man. Yeah. And then Esperanza during this, she just stops. And she's like, we are getting married, right? Ruben, he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, no, but
it reminds me of that meme.
We? He's like, yeah, yeah. We briefly see Magda and Mariano. Mariano doesn't want to go to Teresa's room because he doesn't want to see
Teresa. Magda and Mariano?
Magda, yeah, the doctor.
He doesn't want to go to Teresa's room?
Oh, my God, my bad. He doesn't want to go to Refugio's room. They're all in there.
Oh,
he doesn't want to tell them how Refugio's doing. So, yeah, he doesn't want to be the one to go tell them Refugio can be discharged. Here's her medicine. He doesn't want to do that.
Oh,
no, my bad. I said that out of order. He doesn't want to tell them she can't have visitors right now because how she's doing.
Okay. I just remember too, yeah, in episode 36, because she ends up getting worse, and then he says they had to sedate her so that she doesn't get worse, I guess. And then Teresa kind of tries to tell him off about the service and about his treatment of her, and he's like, we're doing the best we can, and then he just leaves. So, yeah, that's right before she finds out that Arturo's a janitor.
Okay. Yeah, so then Magda agrees to do it because she's like, you can't get into any more arguments in this hospital. And I was like, has it gotten into more fights? But no. Then we see Mariano and Don Armando walking, and he's just telling them Teresa's wrong to say all that. And then as he's saying that, Don Armando continues, and he's just walking. Then Teresa, like, walks up to him yelling, how dare you get this job for my dad? You're doing this to humiliate me. And he's like, what are you talking about? He needed a job. And she has refused to give him money, so how else is he supposed to pay for things?
She told him to get a job. That's what he did.
Yeah, and Mariano was like, a job is a job. Like, why are you? And he wasn't even the one who got him the job.
Yeah. So I was like, she should go yell at Esperanza.
So she's yelling at him. Then she like leaves from that, whatever. Then Esperanza like runs into her in the hospital and tells her she's the one who got him the job. But then she's like, yeah, I just wanted to thank you for all the stuff you have done for me. So Teresa doesn't yell at her or anything. So in Esperanza's house, she's telling them that Ruben isn't going to be there on Friday because he has to travel. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, maybe that's why his marriage didn't work out. Think about it. And then Joni walks in and hears them talking about her boyfriend. And
I haven't seen Joni in a while.
Yeah. And then he looks so shocked to learn that she has a boyfriend. And I'm like, why are you so shocked about it? Like, it's weird.
What's the big deal? Yeah. She's a grown woman. Yeah.
And then he's like telling her that she shouldn't be with someone who is divorced and with a kid, but let's not forget that he's not divorced.
Yeah, but besides Ruben in general being shitty, like, there's a real stigma out there for some people still
in Mexico,
in some cultures, about in Mexico and also in India. I was watching an Indian matchmaking on Netflix.
Okay.
and it was like kind of weird to watch that because, well, I'm really into like those kind of dating marriage shows. My favorite.
I know.
That's why I got so distracted and I watched Teresa solely because I've been watching Married at First Sight. Anyway, in the Indian matchmaking one, it was like really gross to see. They're like, oh, I want somebody tall and fair.
Oh, my.
Like light skinned. Yeah. And then there was one lady who was actually divorced and had a kid, and then the lady, the actual matchmaker, was like, you know, it's gonna be really hard to find a match for you because you're divorced and you have a kid.
Wow.
Nobody wants a divorced woman. She literally told her that.
Wow. Yeah, I received weird comments from family members.
I wasn't one of them.
No, you really weren't.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, I don't remember them anymore.
I know it's harder.
Detail.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically,
I know it's harder.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's one thing to tell somebody like as a, just like a general, like, you know, it's hard to date someone with kids. It's that's one thing, but to like say it in a judgmental way, like that's a whole different thing. And that's basically what Joni is doing.
Exactly. That is what Joni is doing. But Ruben is trash, so.
Yeah, so he deserves the judgment. He does.
Yeah.
But in general, divorce is it's a or big single deal. Parents don't.
Yeah, over there.
Still. And a lot of people stay in shitty relationships, shitty marriages because of that.
Yeah, still to this day.
Yep.
We run into Teresa and Aurora. We see them at the college. And Aurora's asking her again, same as you said and you mentioned about episode 35, I think, that Aurora's like, why did you give, or this time she's like, why did you give the ring back? Are you really not going to get back with him? You two always get back together. And then again, Teresa's like, well, you can have him now. Like, I'm not in your way anymore.
Just being a bitch.
And then Aurora's just like, it's not about that. It's just like,
yeah. You know, I really thought that they got together after this and they don't.
Thought that Aurora and Mariano immediately got together after this?
Not immediately. After, like, Teresa did their whole, you know, or Teresa and Mariano do their whole, like, I'll wait for you. No, I won't wait for you. I thought his next partner is Aurora and it's not.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, isn't no, it it's not. No, it's not Magda. Okay. I won't say it because say we'll is. See.
Okay. Well, I'm curious now.
No.
Okay. I thought it was Magda myself.
At least I don't think.
Oh, okay. No. At some point, we see Palo and his friend that I forgot his name. The good friend that's like the voice of reason.
Isn't it like Raul or something like that?
Yeah. And he's like telling them to forget about Teresa and that he's about to marry Aida and he shouldn't even be thinking about Teresa anymore. And then he's like,
no. Still hung up on her. Yeah. Like, isn't it weird to be hung up on your high school girlfriend or whatever? Like,
yeah.
That's weird. Who does that? Know,
the other day, scrolling through TikTok, I came across like a guy just like saying like, you know, you're not, if you're with someone, if you like ladies, if you're with someone and he says, or and you ask him about like a girlfriend he broke up with and he can't even say like her name. And I'm like, do people still do this? Like
if that's the state that you're in, I don't even think you should be in a relationship. I think you should like work out your issues before you subject anybody else to your
So the guy was like,
issues.
Then you're not the one for him if he does this. And I'm like, you're not, he's not the one for anyone if he's still stuck up on someone like this. Like, what the hell? And Pablo is insisting that he's not in love with Teresa anymore. He just wants revenge on her now because she humiliated him, but he deserved it. So,
you know what? Oh my God, something happens to him.
Worse to Pablo?
That I completely forgot about.
I'm so excited to continue watching this.
Yeah.
As Paolo's talking with Raul, he sees Teresa walking, so he goes up to talk to her. He's like, speaking of Teresa, and Raul's like, oh my God, just leave it.
He's like, let it go.
Let it go. Yeah, and he doesn't, of course. So he gets up to go talk to her, and he's like, Teresa, guess what? She's like, ugh, what do you want? Leave me alone. Like, those are her first words. And he's like, well, I just have news to tell you. And she's like, I probably don't care. And he's like,
I love her.
Me and Aida are going to get married. And she's like, wow, that piece of news right there is probably the last thing I could ever care about hearing in the entire world. And he's like, I just thought.
I love it when she's mean to him.
Yeah. And then after that, he tells her, well, my marriage with Aida can be short and then I'll have her money and then I can give you everything you want.
Oh, my God. God, like he could at least pretend not to be into her when he's like in front of her.
Yeah. And then Teresa's like, no thanks, loser. And you know what? If you insist on this, I can break up your engagement.
She can.
Like, Aida's not going to believe you. And she's like, oh, no. Your father-in-law will find out you're a drug addict. And then he's like, oh, well, how do you know about that? And then she's like, I have my ways. And then she leaves. At some point, Genoveva and Ruben make out and agree to be, I don't know.
How does that happen?
Oh, well, Genoveva walks into his office and she has some paperwork and more like, I don't know, illegal money-making ways.
Oh.
And so she's like, agree to do this and to be with me or I'm going to tell Maida everything.
Oh, wow.
And so I guess he finally agrees because they make out.
I'm sorry. Why would you want to... Why would you want to be with someone that the only way they'll be with you is if you have to blackmail them into it?
Right? And he's not all that, Genoveva. You can do better. Can she? I don't know. But yeah, so now they're a thing. So now he has to balance this thing and Esperanza and Mayra.
He's balancing three relationships. Yeah.
And this is all because he doesn't want to lose Mayra's money, because Mayra has more money than him. Mm-hmm. Way more. She's the money maker in this. She comes from that old money.
She's loaded.
Yeah.
He's new money. She's old money.
Yeah. And she has way more of it than him. Ruben and Profe meet at some point and he asks him to be like a witness in Aida's wedding, and so he wants to take Teresa as his couple, his partner, whatever.
Oh, his plus one.
Yeah, his plus one to that wedding. And then he gives her a check during this conversation. He gives her a check because he wants to help her parents.
The profe gives Teresa a check?
And it's a blank check.
Oh, okay.
The check is supposed to be for...
Oh, is she going to keep all the money?
Probably. So the check is supposed to be for her, the remainder of the hospital account bill for Refugio, and then on top of that to help them. And so it's a blank check. And then he leaves and she's like staring at the check with more love than she stares at Arturo. There's more more chemistry there. This check and Teresa have more chemistry than Chris Perez and Selena in the Netflix series. And then during this episode, because of that thing, Luisa wins, Fernando's going to take her to Cancun to do something related to the project there.
Okay. And remember, they were planning a trip already.
Mm-hmm. Which didn't happen.
But that ended up getting canceled because
Refugio got sick.
Refugio went to the hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they're supposed to go pick up.
Question. Have Teresa and Fernando met yet or no? They haven't,
so,
huh?
No.
Okay.
When Luisa is supposed to go get dropped off to the airport is the same time they're supposed to go pick up Doña Refugio from the hospital. La dieron de alta. They released her.
Is she going to leave her abandoned?
No. So, Profe, because it's supposed to be Profe and Teresa that go pick up Doña Refugio. But Profe's like, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll go with Luisa to the airport. You and Aurora can go pick up your mom. So Profe's not there. And I think the point of this is because Profe's trying to have words with Mariano. But he doesn't do it here. But his plan was to do it when they pick up Refugio.
Oh, okay. I thought it was that they weren't going to tell that they were still trying to keep their relationship hidden from Refugio so she doesn't get worse.
Oh, no. They're not telling her, both. But they're not. But the reason he wanted to go was to talk to Mariano because he was no longer going to be in charge of Refugio's care.
Oh.
Yeah. But he doesn't. So he goes to see them after Luisa is dropped off. So Aurora and Teresa go to the hospital. And so Mariano's there to tell them about her care or whatever, what they need to do. And so he leaves. He's like, I'm going to go get her medicine. And then Teresa follows him. Like, I'm going to go with you.
Oh, my God.
And then she, like, stops him. Let me make sure I look at these notes right.
Is this when they make out?
Yeah, this is where it happens. Oh, before Teresa and Aurora get to the hospital, though, they stop at the bank because Teresa's going to put that into her account, that blank check. And it's just this whole thing with, like, dramatic music because she writes in the amount.
Because she's going to keep it all. She's going to
keep it all. Yeah, yeah. So that happens first. And so then Teresa follows him and then she asks for his forgiveness with, like, little puppy eyes or whatever. And then they make out. After she asked for his forgiveness, and then I'm like, what is happening? I thought they were done for good, right? And then Mariano's like, oh, I can't believe we're back together. I knew you would forgive me.
And then she's like, no.
Same exact thing, yeah.
Did she correct him?
Yeah, so then she's
that
like...
That they're not... Okay.
She's like, no, this is a goodbye kiss. And he's like, why would you do this to me? Why would you kiss me back?
He's like, really, again? Really?
Why would I fall for this again is my question.
I know, yeah. you just cannot resist.
Yeah, and so he's all mad. He's like, why would you kiss me back? And then she's like, she storms back into the room and she's crying. Then Mariano walks in and they're like, what happened? And of course they don't say. So Refugio and Aurora are just like looking at each other like, what? Then they get back to La Vecindad. Juana meets them there. Teresa takes Refugio to her room to rest. And then Teresa's like in a rush to leave. So she doesn't even, she's like, all right, get in the bed, lay down, tuck yourself. And then she's leaves. Like, you can put the blanket on yourself. And she's trying to leave.
You got this, right?
Yeah, you can do this part, right? And then Refugio's like, wait, 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 I need to talk to you. And she's like, damn it. Teresa's like, oh, what? And so Refugio again is like, why don't you come back? And Teresa's like, never. Just rent my room out. And we're not going to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. She tells that in episode 36, she tells Armando, or it's a 35. I think it's 35 when he first goes to ask her for money. And she's like, just rent my room out. And he's like, you're really not coming back. She's like, no. And then he's like, what about your things? And she's like, sell them. I don't care.
I have better things now.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's like, just rent my room and we're not going to talk about this anymore. Or you're going to get more sick and then everyone's going to blame me. Like,
that's the only reason she cares.
She could have stopped that.
It's not that she's worried about her getting sick. It's that she's worried about everyone blaming her.
Yeah, like she could have. It was fine if she had just stopped that.
You're gonna get sick again.
You're gonna get sick again, but she had to add in, or and then everyone's gonna say it's my fault.
Yeah.
Then Teresa leaves the room, and just Aurora, Doña Juana, and Teresa are talking in the living room, and they're just talking about Teresa, really. And then Aurora mentions that Luisa's going to Cancun, and so then this is a big deal because then Profe and Teresa are gonna be by themselves.
Oh,
and Refugio comes out as Aurora saying that Luisa's gonna go to Cancun.
I thought she was supposed to be in bed rest.
She is. I don't know what she's doing, just being Refugio, being nosy.
I was gonna say her sense of metiche is so strong that it gave her the strength to
get up,
to get out of bed.
Yeah, yeah. Really, because then she comes down, she's like, what do you mean you're gonna be by yourself in the house with that man? And then everybody's like, calm down, you're gonna make yourself sick again. And she,
I'm just over it.
I know. And she gasps in at this Spanish. Point.
It's like she left. Like what else? She's like gasps in Spanish.
No, you're not.
I thought that gasp was gonna turn into a yawn.
Oh, whoa, whoa!
Like it's kind of looked really? Like that.
Wow. Here I was. I thought I was dramatically gasping. No. And then Metiche asks. Nosy ass, Gumberto Mariachi guy is at the door. He's like, the door is cracked a little bit, and he's just staring.
And then he's gonna go to Mariano.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So he sees this exact part. He doesn't see anything else in the conversation except when Refugio yells, "You're not gonna be in that house by yourself with that man." And he hears this part, and then he runs off to tell Mariano, and then he. Tells Mariano.
Like, just keep that shit to yourself, man. It's unnecessary to create all this drama.
Right,
like.
Right. And it's worse because then he tells...
Mind your business.
Seriously. So he tells Mariano, you need to go take care of Refugio because she's all worked up again because Profe planned to have his sister go on a trip so that he could have Teresa to himself.
So now he's making shit up.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. I cannot stand him.
Yeah. Like that's
not... No, I'm on Teresa's side about hating him now.
Yeah, he sucks.
Actually, I already thought he was annoying.
Yeah. Because that's not what they said. And so that's what he tells Mariano. And Mariano runs. He grabs his bag and runs over there. And he's like frantically knocking. Teresa opens the door. And she's like, what do you want? And he's like, is your mom okay? And then she's like, yeah, she's fine. And then he's like, we need to talk. And she's like, no, there's nothing else to say to you. And then she closes the door and he's all mad. And Gumberto's behind him like, oh, no, you need to like check on her, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, whatever, she doesn't want me to. He's walking down the stairs. He leaves the Teresa's, right? And he's walking down the stairs.
Profe gets
her. Yes. Yeah, because remember, he was going to meet them there after dropping Luis off. And so Profe's walking, and he's like, oh, Mariano. And then Mariano just punches him.
Oh my God. See, Teresa's right. All he does is fight all the time.
Yeah. And so this is where it ends, with him being punched. He falls to the floor, and Mariano's like, levántate. Stand up.
Oh my God. Stand
up, bitch. No, he doesn't say that.
The ghetto.
Yeah. And then our profe's on the floor just like heavily breathing, looking at him, like holding his face like shocked.
He's like, what the fuck?
Savagery.
And this is Gumberto's fault.
This is because that's not how it happened.
He created all this unnecessary shit.
Yeah. And yeah, that's how it ends.
Wow. Okay. Well, do you have anything else to add? Because I have to pee.
No, I don't think so. We'll see how many episodes we cover next time.
I liked three. I think we can do three.
But yeah, we'll catch everyone next time. And remember,
entre ser o no ser,
tú eres. Bye.